It's a lot of work, this podcasting. Like, maybe we should take a wee break from it.
Yeah, why not? Hello and welcome to Pure Filth Podcast. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast about writing.
Yep.
Sarah, how are you?
How am I? I am good. Are you actually asking?
No.
Yeah, you weren't.
Let's... as if we haven't continuously spoken.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know how I am at any given moment of any day, really.
Do you want a best worst message?
Yeah, go. I haven't even looked at mine.
No, wait. First of all, I suppose we should say thanks to everybody who listened to the last episode after we've been away for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, the responses have been really good, like on the Instagram and stuff. People are absolutely fucking delighted. Yeah. Last episode was sort of a catch up, and like it got a bit deep, got a bit dark. I think we're back to the sex now. We're going to kind of focus on sexy things.
Sexy things. I would say sexy things because as we're about to discover, the sex has been a little bit thin on the ground. So thanks to everyone who tuned back in and to the, I think, approximately 50% of people who responded no, they hadn't listened to the new episode on the poll that Sarah put up.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be listening to this, are they? So there's no point in telling them to fuck off because they're not going to be listening.
I tell them that here in the safe and certain knowledge that they won't hear it.
I know. It's, do you know what? It's actually my fault because
I
do too good of a job making amazing Instagram content that I think a lot of people just follow us just for the Instagram.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll try and like make it less fun.
Although I did get a text from our friend Laura the other week. You remember I went out for drinks with her and met some of her friends? She texted me and told me that one of her friends had been listening to the podcast and said that I was hilarious.
Oh, did you have to correct them?
I didn't correct them because they're right.
No, they are. You are hilarious.
Exactly. But
you're just not hilarious on the Instagram.
No. But on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. as long as we're alive.
Oh, yeah. No. You're a funny girl.
Thanks. okay, so now do you want the best first message?
Go for it.
I think this is one of the best messages I've ever received.
Now you're building it up.
I am.
So you better fucking wow me because we've had some humdingers.
It's possible that you have also received this message, to be fair. I'm surprised that's never happened before on here, where I've read a best worst message and you've gone, oh, I got that message too.
Yes, because there's been a good few times over the years where, like, one of us will get a hilarious message and we'll, like, show, like, I'll send a screenshot to the other person and the other person's like, oh, I fucking got that this morning.
That was a good message. But it's never happened on the pod. Maybe today's the day. Okay, here we go. Hey. I'm nearby in Killiney. That's not revealing anything about me.
It's not Air Coach Boys.
No, it's not Air Coach Guy.
Okay. Every time we hear Killiney, I'm like, oh, Air Coach.
There must be something in the water in Killiney.
There must be. They're all freaks. Hey,
they are. Hey, I'm nearby in Killiney. Big BDSM dom / homewrecker for housewives with beta boy husbands.
Wow. Specific.
Okay. We've got that concept, okay? A dom homewrecker for housewives with beta boy husbands.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important for the next sentence, which is the payoff of the message, okay? I fucked Bono's wife in front of him recently.
Okay. Did you, though? Like, did you?
Well, like, let's just suspend our disbelief for a moment and pretend that it's true. Okay, the rest of the message.
Okay.
Would you like me to fuck you in front of someone, maybe? Question mark. I also love to fuck alone, but can be a bit of a strong dom when I get going.
That's called wanking.
Especially with a... No, I think he meant just
without an audience. Okay.
Yeah, without an audience. Again, Sarah, you've forgotten that these simple sexual concepts exist.
What, you just having sex one-on-one with a person?
One-on-one. We had this at Swingsters the last time we went. You were like, I was like, you could just meet them outside of a sex party and have sex with them. And you were like, yeah. Anyway. I also love to fuck alone, but can be a bit of a strong dom when I get going, especially with a busty goddess like you.
Mm.
Hit me up, X.
Okay.
Discuss.
There's a lot in there.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay, first of all, right? And I actually was thinking about this recently. There are obviously celebrities who are kinky.
Obviously.
And wouldn't it be the worst thing in the world to be a kinky celebrity? Because you would have to be so incredibly careful. And you wouldn't be able to go to fucking Niv-Noc. I mean, I don't think Bono's going to Niv-Noc anyway. But like, you wouldn't be able to experience that kind of thing because the risk of being found out would be so high. Like, I don't know why I was thinking about this recently. I was just like, that would be fucking shit, man.
It's rubbish. But I guess if you have lots of money, right? If you're Bono,
mm-hmm.
you can create these experiences for yourself in a way that is safe by way of non-disclosure agreements, which are very common with people who fuck celebrities. However,
that's what I was going to say. Even if he did fuck Bono's wife, he would be fucking contracted up to the eyeballs.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that this man hasn't had to sign an NDA because he hasn't fucked Bono's wife.
No.
In front of him or otherwise.
I also feel very strongly that the caliber of man that Bono would choose to fuck his wife would not need to be trolling through Fab Swingers of a fucking Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? Like, those two things don't make sense to me.
And also the caliber would be someone who wouldn't then be going around Fab.
Yeah.
Telling people that they'd fucked Bono's wife.
No, 100%. Like, I'm not a big fan of Bono, right? I think he's fucking idiot. But like, I would assume that he would have the good sense to sort of get the vibes off the guy, you know, test the waters a bit and say to himself, do I feel like this person is, you know, of the mental capacity to be able to live their life following fucking my wife? You know, I just don't
this
really
person going to survive me? Fucking my wife. I think it's conclusive to say that he has not fucked Bono's wife.
Which seems unlikely from the point of view that, as we know, the men on Fab Swingers are usually so reliable.
they're fonts of truth.
Like, my instinct is to absolutely believe him because everything that I've learned about men on the internet, not just Fab Swingers, but really specifically
everywhere.
Fab Swingers, tells me that this is the truth. I should believe it.
Do you know what the worst thing about this message is?
Yeah.
Is that he hadn't told me that he'd fucked Bono's wife in front of him recently. This would have gotten a response from me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, because big BDSM dom homewrecker for housewives with beta boy husbands. I'm not a housewife and I don't have a beta boy husband, but I like those vibes.
No, I don't like that at all.
You don't like that?
No.
No, I like that.
Oh, no. I would be repulsed by that. Like, beta boy husband, like, no.
I don't agree with the concept of a beta boy husband being a thing that exists. But I like the vibe of what he's putting across. I like a bull, you know?
Yeah, but just call yourself a bull.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I also don't like, and I've heard a few, or I haven't heard, I've seen a few men kind of refer to this like, oh, I can be a bit too strong. What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You slip into abuse? accidentally when you get too aroused. Like,
You know what? You're completely right. Something that I hate is when they talk themselves up too much.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be too much for you. And then they get there and they don't even know how to pull your hair properly. Like,
yeah. And you know what? The men that you and I have fucked, who have been the best rides of our lives, would sooner die than send a message like that. They would. They don't speak that way.
No, they don't speak that way.
No.
They don't speak that way.
It's overcompensating.
Yeah.
And it's just, no.
No, it's unnecessary. Anyway, that was my best worst message.
That was good.
One of the greats, I think.
Yeah. I still think, do you know what would be great? Like, this would be so much effort and we will not do it. But okay. If someday, if like when Pure Filth reaches our 10-year anniversary, right?
In a few episodes.
Recorded like 60 episodes.
Yeah, in a few episodes time.
Yeah. If we could like put together like a montage of all the best worst messages. Because some of them, Michelle, have been like, do you remember the guy who wanted to wank and come over your arse while you were doing a poo? Like that, that to me, I'll remember that when I'm in my 90s.
Yeah. And mannequin head.
Of course, mannequin head.
Of course, mannequin head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Another one of my favorite ones is you're the double of Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and for the briefest moment, I'm not ashamed to say this, for the briefest moment when I got that, I was like, oh, am I? And I was like, well, Sarah, no, you're not. Like,
in what sense? Anyway,
yes. No, you should do, Michelle. You should take a screenshot of that message, crop out your man's username, and tweet it to Bono. And be like, FYI, your NDA is not strong enough, dude.
Yeah. You need to get your lawyers on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so today's episode, I've seen a lot on Instagram of people doing like dating wrapped in the style of Spotify wrapped for 2022. So I decided obviously we should do a writing wrapped 2022 of our sexual exploits from last year.
Yeah.
Caveat, as you said before we started recording, this might only take 5 minutes. So it could be a really quick episode.
Michelle, we need to ride fucking rings around each other this
I'm
year.
Trying. Not that hard, but I am trying.
Okay, so we're gonna include in this everything from a shift up.
Yeah, from first base onwards, out of necessity.
Yeah, just
because otherwise it would be a 2.5 minute episode. And fair warning, I am going to be skirting over the details and personally identifiable information of some of these contestants to protect the
interesting
guilty.
Because I was wondering, are you going to include all of your exploits?
I'm including all exploits.
Okay.
But perhaps there will be some misleading elements
thrown in there. Okay, we should have a signal though, because I will get confused.
Will you get confused? No, I have assigned an appropriate nickname, so you'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first? Because I have notes.
Okay, go first.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Okay, so in a roundup sense, I had 5 sexual encounters.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count them. 5.
Events.
Sexual encounters. Yeah. Sexual encounters.
Across how many people?
4.
Okay.
We will get to this at the end, but my summary is, I was trying to be like, how many orgasms did I have? The answer is not enough. Not enough orgasms
were had.
That would
be the answer no matter how many you had had.
That's true. But really, it's shameful. And I'll circle back to that at the end, okay?
Okay.
The first one, and I was trying to like place these chronologically in time, but you know me, like I can't remember when anything happened ever. Yeah. So odds are good that maybe these didn't even happen last year, but I think they probably did. Mainly because I have a memory.
They did happen, right? We're not going to put like make believe, like really, really,
oh,
really.
No, they did happen. I just don't know if they happened in 2022. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
But no, I am pretty sure because I remember for the first like six, seven months of the year, I was like, I am never going to be fucked again. What is wrong? Like, yeah. I'm really trying to get fucked and I couldn't. I just couldn't. And there were points of the year where I was like, I am going to have gone an entire calendar year without having a penis in my vagina, and that is tragic.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't end up happening, so all good. But woohoo! I got in there just right at the last moment. So the first encounter that I had was, maybe you'll remember this. Do you remember the guy that was staying in the hotel near me that I met off field?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So hotel guy is his name. Okay. And he was like, I have been chatting to him on field. He said like on his profile that he was like an experienced dom. He was like in his 40s, like Silver Fox. He was over visiting from, I feel like, Wales or something, but he was Irish. Okay. But he was over visiting, and I was chatting to him. I got good vibes from him, whatever. Threw caution to the wind, and I was like, fuck it, he's just around the corner, like, yeah, grand, I'll meet him. So he came over and we had great chats for ages, got on really well, and then we started to hook up and it was terrible. It was so bad. Like, first of all, I think the kissing was really terrible and weird.
It's at that point, though, that you say goodbye. Because if the kissing is... You just say, the vibe isn't right for me. Like, you seem really sound, but I don't think that we have a connection or great chemistry. I've only ever done that once.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the balls.
But like, if the kissing is bad, you're just, it's all downhill from there.
It's all downhill from there. Like, and chilling. Then he started, in the loosest sense of the word, sucking my nipples. Because that's not really what he was doing. He just kind of put his mouth on it. That was all. There was no actual,
like, some fucking weirdos in bed. Like,
there was no actual like manipulation or anything.
Was there tongue to nipple contact?
Yes, but if you can imagine, right? I'm about to say something so weird. Imagine a baby latching on to a bottle.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Or your nipple.
Or a nipple. Like, there's the latch and then there's the suck.
Yeah.
So he was latched.
Oh my God.
But there was no action.
Vile. That's fucking vile.
It was so weird. And then we went to bed and he fingered me for ages. And he did make me come, actually. I think, like,
you're checking your notes.
I am checking the notes. I'm checking the notes because I had written that he didn't. But he did. He did. He did. And then I think he went down on me. That was fine. I came. He's fingering me, grand, whatever. But it just didn't really seem like he was that into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember us having a big conversation about this after and being like,
I actually think he just didn't fancy me.
Which is allowed. Like,
which is allowed. But then I don't know why, although, I mean, maybe I'm a hypocrite. I don't know why you go through with that if you didn't fancy someone.
You are.
If you fancy him, it was just bad. You know what I mean? Anyway. Yeah.
You're both too polite, basically.
Basically, yeah. So then he took his cockeye. It was small.
And you don't
like know is a no-no for me. I just need to keep reminding myself to not sleep with men if I haven't seen their penis. Although sometimes you can be pleasantly surprised.
I like to not see it.
Cover in later stories. And I put it in my mouth and he came within 30 seconds.
Well, at least that's very validating.
It is validating, but my overriding thought at that stage was, well, at least now I don't have to have sex with him.
Fuck.
Because that would have also been bad, obviously.
So that was number one. That was the first ride of the year. Off to a great start.
Yeah. We fast forward to like summertime.
What time of year was that?
Summertime.
No, fuck. When did you have sex with the guy who was crap with the small willy?
Sometime before the summertime.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
Is the only context I can give. And you know what? Might have even been after. Couldn't tell you.
Cool.
I just can't figure it out. I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
I did think about making like a spreadsheet for next year so that when we do this in January 2024, I'll have all the data.
It's very out of character for you to not already have that spreadsheet. Like, I'm a bit disappointed, Michelle. You say you're organized.
I don't already have that spreadsheet. I don't already have a spreadsheet. Fast forward to summertime-ish.
Yeah.
Drunken hookup.
Yeah.
After a night on the beers with somebody that I already knew, ended up back at my house, ended up in bed. We hooked up. There was no sex, but yeah, there was an excellent, if I do say so myself, blowjob.
Yeah.
But not just excellent on my part. There was, like, you will probably understand what I mean here. Like,
it was a cooperative experience.
It was a cooperative event.
Yeah.
And you'll know yourself, like, if the guy's just like lying back, not doing anything, not making sense, like, that's not cutting it, right?
Yeah.
But that was not this. There was one movement. Well, really, there were two things.
I remember this. I remember you explaining this in excruciating detail. We were on the beach,
remember?
My mouth watering listening to you explain this to me.
Yeah. And a slight little bit more context. This whole thing was a bad idea. So in explaining it to you, you were like, Michelle, come on. And I was like, yeah, la 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 la. And then we got to a particular point in the story where you were like, oh no, wait, absolutely none of this was your fault and you're completely absolved. And that part of the story was when he put his fingers in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which I think we can all agree, like, he might as well have reached into my brain and just flipped the switch off. Like,
I
can't be held accountable for anything that happens after a man puts his fingers in my mouth.
No, you could get off murder charges.
No jury would convict. Okay, so that was the first.
But that's not the one that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the thing with your hair.
Yes, the thing with the hair.
Yeah.
So I had gone to bed and I had tied, I don't like to sleep with my hair down, so I tied my hair up in like a little, in a messy top knot, whatever. And as I like went down, he reached into my hair. This is such a minor thing. Only women will understand how sexy this is, right? There's this thing sometimes that men do when they can take a bra off with one hand.
Yeah.
And there's something about the deftness of it that's very sexy.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, that's like accomplished, whatever. You're like, ooh, that's a bit sexy. This guy reached into my hair and in like a flick of the wrist, just managed to untie the hair tie and then just like sank his fist into my hair. And it was fucking like, shoot me, bury me. Mm-hmm. I'm dead. I'm done.
Yeah.
So that was Drunken Hookup. And I didn't have any orgasm because it was just a blowjob and we were like paralytic drunk. So we just immediately fell asleep afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That was Drunken Hookup. Fast forward then to November.
By the way, I can't believe that that happened in the summer. That
it did doesn't happen feel
that
summer.
Long ago.
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't feel
it
that
doesn't
long
feel like that long
but
ago.
I do remember you and I being on the beach.
We were on the beach. It wasn't warm when we were on the
just
beach. We were
it.
On the beach.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then fast forward to November. First guy, do you remember the builder guy from the north?
Yeah, we had high hopes for him. We were excited.
High hopes for him. Love so this guy builder. That I think I met him on Fab, and he was really nice, cool, like sign guy. He came and took me for lunch one of the days with no expectations, which is rare for
weird.
A guy off Fab, can
weird.
I just say?
Yeah.
Like at this point, the men on Fab, they like they're at a point where they wouldn't even want to greet you when you open the door. They just want to immediately put their penis inside you. Never mind going for a coffee or buying you lunch, which is what this man did. They basically just want, I think really their ideal situation would just be some sort of like a glory hole arrangement.
They just want a fucking fleshlight. That's it.
Yeah, it's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. Anyway, this guy, really nice, good chat, got on really well, met him for lunch. He's cute, really nice, kind of like a serious guy, but like sexy builder. Mm. You're making a face because serious guys aren't usually my type of guy. Like I like a guy with a bit of crack about him, but yeah. He's like a serious guy. Met him for lunch. We had a little kiss. The kiss was grand. So decided then that we would meet again and do sex.
Hang on, I have to stop you, Michelle. The kiss was not grand. I remember.
It was not grand.
No, I remember us talking about the fact that the kiss was a problem.
The kiss wasn't good.
I remember this so well because you were doing movements to show me that his mouth was not like fitting to your mouth properly. So you kept
that wasn't the first that was when we met again the second time.
Okay.
Because okay. If that had happened the first time, I probably wouldn't have fucked him.
Okay. Go on.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
Sorry, by the way, I'm not picking my nose. It's my nose ring is being really annoying, just in case you're
thanks
alive.
For stop revealing that to everybody nose. On the podcast who can't see you.
No, I'm saying it to you. Never mind those people.
I'm only looking at myself. How do you do a video call? Do you look at the other person who's on the call when you're on a video call?
Yeah.
No, I only look at myself.
So, okay.
So he came over to do sex and it wasn't that good either. The kissing was bad, as you say. You know the way when you're kissing someone, usually, not to explain the mechanics of kissing.
I think that like, some of our listeners, i.e. 75%, might actually benefit from a tutorial.
Your bottom lip, your lips are like offset. So at any given time, their bottom lip is below your bottom lip. And their top lip is below your top lip, or vice versa.
Yeah.
This guy's entire mouth was on the outside of my mouth at all times.
Like he's trying to consume you.
Like he's trying to consume me. But also as well, you know when you're kissing, your heads are tilted at opposite angles.
Yeah.
So like you're tilted to the left and they're tilted. They're also tilted to their left, but yeah. You know, they're whatever. No, he was like straight on the whole time. And then every time I would try and tilt my head, he would tilt his head in the same direction. So I couldn't make it. So not only was the kiss weird. You know the way when you're kissing someone?
This just sounds like something from like a Seth Rogen movie or something. Like,
yeah, probably. But you know the way, like, if you're kissing someone for the first time, you've been properly kissing them. Sometimes at the very start, for, like, 30 seconds or maybe, like, a minute, you're like, oh, this isn't really whatever. But then you find the mechanism that works, and you're like, okay, we figured it out now. That's what I was trying to get going.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. Anyway, moved on to the bed. This guy was actually quite good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So he fingered me loads, went down on me. I came a couple of times, two or three times, I would say.
Some man.
Two times, maybe. Let's just say two times. Three times seems a bit excessive for me.
Bit vulgar. Then,
yeah. Three orgasms wouldn't be for me now.
Right. I'm going to try really hard not to take that as a personal fucking dig.
I mean, I wish I could. I'm usually a one and done kind of gal, you know?
Yeah.
Had sex. Again, not a huge penis. But not a small penis. So I was like, okay, fine.
It'll do.
He wasn't like trimmed or shaved or anything, which I find very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had sex, and again, it was grand, but like, I just wasn't really like feeling it. Like, you know, the way objectively people look weird when they're having sex, like from an outside observer, if you were watching somebody that you weren't like super fucking into having sex, you'd be like, ugh,
yeah, that's really weird
looking. And that's kind of the space that I was in. I was, you like, mean, oh, like not his, actually
his face,
I didn't like his sex face, yeah it wasn't doing it for me, or like his sex vibes in general. And also, he wasn't great with dirty talk. I love dirty talk.
Yeah.
Which also extra points for a drunken hookup on the dirty talk, by the way.
Mm.
And all that. Anyway, it wasn't the worst ride I've ever had, but it was far from the best ride I've ever had.
Yeah, okay.
That was grand. He left. I think I was going away then.
Mm-hmm.
Next week or something, so we couldn't meet up, but I had already decided that I kind of didn't want to see him again.
Yeah,
so I didn't.
Yeah.
And I text him to tell him that I just wasn't really feeling it. Mm. And you know, you're really nice, la la la.
Yeah,
that was fine. He still texts me occasionally. He's a very nice man.
That's nice.
But I won't be doing sex with him again.
No.
November again.
Busy month.
Swingsters.
Yeah.
Well, busy month.
Michelle, this was the same day, wasn't it?
It was the same day, Sarah. It was the same day.
Yeah, I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, it was the same day. So that was like a lunchtime hookup. Yeah. Come over at lunchtime. Me and you were going to Swingsters in the evening. We therefore got ready, went to Swingsters, fine. You ended up hooking up with Foxy Man, right. Who you talked about on the last episode of the podcast, I think. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I'll be talking about mine anyway, so go on.
Yeah, but we had said as well that I hooked up with someone, but I didn't give the details because I wasn't sure that this guy was okay with
having talked about the podcast.
But now I've checked, and he has. He has given his consent.
Yeah.
So that hookup was with someone's husband. That's the name that I've written down here for this man. Someone's husband.
Wow.
Yeah. But his wife, they're swingers. So, like, she's fine with it. And I've met her and she's lovely.
She's fucking beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He is a lucky bastard, isn't he?
But then also, so is she.
So is she. Yeah, so is she.
Like, because she's a plus-size woman, right?
Mm.
And that shouldn't make any difference, but anybody who says it doesn't is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
The fact that she has found herself a man who is not only attractive and good at the sex stuff, but also funny, smart, like a really nice human being, and is kinky. And is walking around holding her hand, proud as fuck of her. Like, hate her.
Never mind the fact that she gets to go and fuck other people as well.
And she works with dogs too.
Does she?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But he is also a lucky bastard because he has...
Oh, he is, yeah.
This extremely fucking hot wife.
Yeah, she's...
And then also gets to fuck...
Whoever he wants. Yeah.
Other women.
Yeah.
Because he is one of very few, like, available to play with.
Conventionally good-looking
doms on the scene. Yeah. Of a certain age. You know, whatever. Anyway.
He's prime fucking realistic, like...
Yeah, unexpectedly hooked up with this guy. You were playing with your guy. I was kind of mooching around by myself, had been flirting with this guy a bit, was like trying to get in the hot tub, whatever. And he was kind of mooching around as well. And I was like, geez, I've never seen so much of you at this party. Like every time I'm here, you're always really busy. As in like riding. I was like, I've literally never seen so much of you in my life.
Yeah.
And he was like laughing. He was like, oh yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just hanging around waiting for someone to, you know, take me to a playroom. And I was like, oh, well, do you want to get in the hot tub? And he was like, oh no, I think I'm going to keep hanging around and, you know, see if, you know, I can find someone to play with. And I was like, well, you're a fucking idiot, because that's exactly what I meant. But anyway, that was fine. I went to the hot tub for a while, got out of the hot tub. We went into the next room where we were watching that scene that I talked about last episode as well. Mm-hmm. And then we came down to watch you for a little while. And then I was kind of sitting in his lap or whatever. And then eventually we found a bed and started like hooking up. And we had like great chemistry from the start. Like he's a really good kisser, like a very experienced dom, like knows exactly what he's doing. Knows all the little tips and tricks and little quirks that like subby women like, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great eye contact, great everything. He's just really self-assured, and well, he wouldn't say he's very self-assured and confident, but he comes across as very self-assured and confident.
Yeah.
And we did really a lot, lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Just really a lot of things, including full penis and vagina sex. Woo! And he has a very nice penis.
He does, but it's pierced, right?
Pierced.
And you don't like the piercing.
I'm not a fan of it, but I can overlook it.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Very nice otherwise.
It's very nice otherwise. It's a he has what I would call a Goldilocks cock, not too big, not too small.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, we did all the things. He went down on me, I went down on him. We fucked for quite a while.
Mm.
Quite a while. An hour? More?
I don't know.
I don't know. I also don't know, but it feels like it was for a long time.
Yeah.
And I also came a couple of times with him, which is a fucking major achievement for me, because I had already come earlier in the day. So I was lying there like, how am I going to do this? Like, I'm not sure I have anything left inside me in terms of
pleasure
and reserves. But I was annoyed then. I was like, for fuck's sake, like the fucking shit sex earlier. If had I known I was going to have good sex tonight, I wouldn't have bothered, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was really good. There was one hilarious moment that I will tell, and I hope that he doesn't.
I'm so happy because I've just been wondering this whole time. And then I was like, even trying to think like, how can I do this in the video so she can see? And I was like, no, my foot's not going to.
There was one moment that will live forever in my memory, and this is just because this is just not something that I'm personally into, so it had never crossed my mind ever before that it would be a thing that anybody would ever do. I really hope this doesn't embarrass him too much, because it's not embarrassing, it's kind of cute and endearing.
No, it's anyway, not, yeah.
we were funny, whatever. And this guy is into feet. I wouldn't say in a big way, but just in a regular way. So, like, he was, like, you know, touching my feet or whatever, like, kissing them. And I, feet squick me out or whatever. But I was in the moment and it was grand and I didn't mind. It was fine, right?
Hmm.
Feet squicking me out is more about me thinking that I don't have nice feet.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. that was grand. But you know when you're lying on your back and generally you have your, like, your legs up in the air? And the guy is like holding on to your ankles. You are holding on to your feet to like hold them up. At one point, he laced his fingers into my toes. So he was holding hands with my foot. And you know what? I was having a great time. But I was just lying there thinking, huh.
Oh my God, I got free.
Never happened to me before.
And you're right.
I know that was a thing that you could do.
It's not a weird thing. Like, it's not.
It's not weird. It's just funny because I was like, I was like, of course you can hold hands with someone's foot. I just never really thought about it before. Five fingers, five toes. Like, why wouldn't it work?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think that's hilarious, but I do think that it's very important to say that this guy is super sexy. And
so sexy. That's like, exactly what I was going to say.
It's not like he did some weird, creepy thing. No.
No, 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 no. That's not my overriding memory of the event. I have great memories of the event, and I will absolutely be having sex with this man again at the earliest possible opportunity.
All right.
Because he's very good at sex.
Yeah.
If he will still have sex with me after he hears this.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He's so chill. He's a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay, good. So then, yeah, that was the same day. So that was a big day in 2022, yeah. Writing Wrapped for Michelle.
Yeah.
Then we're going to fast forward to December. Then we have Drunken Hookup 2, Electric Boogaloo. This is our repeat customer.
Yes. I like the way you like titled that like it was a movie. Like, Drunken Hookup 2, this time it's serious.
That's exactly what the joke was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I won't explain the joke. Other people listening will get the joke. It's fine.
All right. Fuck off. It's been a long fucking day.
Anyway, Drunken Hookup 2, same thing, really. Got really drunk, ended up in a bed, and ended up hooking up. This time, I got some action as well. There's like fingering, like groping stuff. It was very late at night. We were very, 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 very drunk. Mm-hmm. It was all very sexy again, like really great chemistry, like hot breathing.
I know. And like, it's so annoying that you also have the element of the fact that you two really shouldn't be at this.
Yeah,
and that
makes
it way sexier. Like, it just sounds like it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be any sexier, because it sounds to me like even if there wasn't that, it would still be amazing. But the fact that there is that element to it just makes it.
And then more blowjob for him as well. We were fooling around for fucking hours in the middle of the fucking night, like two drunken idiots. Who couldn't have any orgasms because they were too fucking drunk. Although I'm pretty sure I faked a couple.
It's nice sometimes. Just give them a wee
just
pat on the back.
Give that feedback, you know?
Yeah, well done.
To keep them on their toes. Yeah. So that was number five. And I didn't come then either, as I've just said, because we were too drunk. But neither did he.
Yeah.
So that's so I mean,
even we were,
it was a nil-all draw.
I love that.
But he's one up on aggregate, so.
I like the idea of keeping score, because actually I would always win.
You would always win. You're the champion every year.
That's amazing.
Every year. So that's my wrap up. So I think all in all, absolutely shocking performance. Terrible.
Poor Michelle.
By myself. Poor. Very poor. Very poor. And I think my main takeaway is that I have to stop having sexual encounters with men where I don't have an orgasm. What's the point?
Yeah.
I need to start speaking up for myself.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of hilarious because it's very like you would think that you, given who you are, would never fucking tolerate that.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine you being too polite to tell a man, oh no, look, the chemistry is just not right.
It's not politeness. It's, I don't like conflict and confrontation.
Yeah.
That's
it also just doesn't seem like you.
Conflict avoidant. Yeah, it doesn't seem like me.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, don't tell anyone. But a lot of this is just bullshit.
Shh, no.
It's made up. It's not real. So yeah, that's me. That's my writing wrapped 2022.
Marks out of 10 for the year.
Ah. 4.
Okay. I feel that's generous.
Yeah, but you know,
all of your sexual encounters were either bad or with people that you shouldn't have had them with. Apart from the man who held your foot.
What? Yeah, okay.
He was the only one that was good in every way.
Yes, correct.
Had no badness there whatsoever. There was nothing to regret.
For that reason, that's going to be my high point sexual experience of the year.
Yeah, he is the man of 2022. Well done.
I did think about that. I did think about it, but I didn't feel that I could award drunken hookup because we haven't actually had sex, number one. And
also because it's deeply problematic.
And no orgasms.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's that's my ride of the year.
You'll have to give him like a fucking, I don't know, like a chocolate bar or something next time we go to Swingsters.
I feel like you'll get enough the next time we go to Swingsters. Anyway, that was me. What about you?
Mine is equally kind of brief. My first ride of the year was the taxi man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Ryan. He's fine with me saying his name. So I don't know when it was that we first met him. It was early. It was before the summer, but I think it was only like May or something. I don't think it was like crazy early in the year.
No, it wasn't early because I feel like that was the first Swingsters that we went to, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Or maybe the second. The first one we went to, Kim went with us and she drove.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, it was early in the year.
It was early in the year. And did we talk about the taxi man in the last episode?
No.
Okay, so basically what happened was, I'm going to try and keep this brief because you've spent 40 fucking minutes talking about your stuff.
Yeah, 48. We're 48 minutes.
Basically what happened was we got into the taxi and this was just like a normal taxi that Michelle booked through Free Now, like all very legitimate, normal life stuff.
Yes.
Got into the taxi and within 30 seconds of the taxi or getting into the taxi, I basically accidentally told him that we were going to a sex club. And we discovered through the jigs and the reels that he was on Fab.
Yes.
And so we had a look at his profile and we were like, oh, we were fucking verifying him in the back of the taxi and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's grand. He dropped us off at Swingsters and we had a good night. And I was supposed to have sex with somebody at Swingsters that night and it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I was very cross and annoyed that it didn't happen.
You were fucking fuming.
Yeah, because, and to be fair to the guy, I get really shy sometimes with men.
Yeah.
And I got very shy because this was my first time having sex in the year, right? And also, this was early in the year, right? All this stuff that happened with my mum happened like April. This was only about a month after, right? So I was in a delicate place.
So anyway,
your man then assumed that I didn't want to have sex anymore and he didn't ask me because he didn't want to put me under pressure. And so he went off and fucked somebody else and I was ready to set the place on fire. Like, I was so mad.
Yeah, you were in a bad way.
And Michelle was texting Ryan, the taxi driver, and was like, oh yeah, we're ready to go home if you want to come pick us up. And he was like, oh, did you have a good night? And you said, what? No, or yeah, but Sarah sulking because she didn't get the ride or something?
What? No. That's not how it went down.
Oh.
You were like, in a fucking Fowler. And then you were like, oh, maybe I'll fuck the taxi driver. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, do you want to fuck the taxi driver? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, well, do you want me to arrange for you to fuck the taxi driver?
Like, here, like, you should be my friend.
Yeah, basically. And you were like, yeah. So then I text your man and I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then that's what happened. He was like, oh, did you just have a good night? And I was like, oh, Sarah's fuming because she didn't get the ride. And then he said something. I probably still have the texts.
Yeah, I think he said something like, oh, I can think of a few ways to turn her frown upside down or something. Wasn't it something like that?
No, I think I was probably more explicit than that, to be fair. I don't think he just randomly offered to fuck you. I think I did have to, like, put it out there. Oh, there's a search function.
We're all just going to wait here now.
Yeah, you
this is not important. This is not important, though.
You may wait. Well, continue to tell your story.
Anyway, so he picked us up, got back to Michelle's apartment, and Michelle was getting out of the car and was kind of looking at me like, what are you going to do? Like, what's going on? And I was just like, I'm just going to sit here for a minute. And so Michelle was like, okay. And she closed the door and myself and Ryan went off and we drove up to, oh my God, Killiney Hill. Why does Killiney keep coming up?
It's the sexiest place in Dublin, apparently. It's
the sexiest place in Dublin. Oh my God, that's so funny. And he got into the back seat beside me and we were sort of chatting for a little bit. It was very flirty, lots and lots of chemistry. And started kissing and yeah, it just sort of progressed from there and we ended up fucking. And it was really, really good. But you and I have had this conversation before where I've said, like, there was a moment when we were driving up to Killiney Hill and you might think that I was, like, worried for my safety. I wasn't, because I am who I am. I'm stupid. What I was worried about was it suddenly occurred to me, this guy could be crap.
Yeah.
He could be the most vanilla man alive, which is not crap, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't remember the last time I'd had any sexual encounter with somebody where we hadn't already read a full fucking list of what the other person's kinks are and
had
all that research done. I can't remember. It's really important. It had been years since I'd gone in blind, essentially, having no idea.
Yeah. Hadn't even seen his cock.
Hadn't even seen his cock. Michelle, I hadn't even really seen his face. Like, I was in the back of the taxi. I saw the back of his head.
That is true. That is a true fact.
He had turned around a couple of times when he was driving.
Yeah.
But, like, I hadn't, like, sat face-to-face with him before trying to fuck him in a car in Dublin somewhere at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, still very risky behaviour. Don't do this kind of stuff, lads.
Please don't do this. There was also a moment after I got out of the taxi as I was putting my key in the door and I saw the taxi leave from the, like, end of the lane where I thought, oh...
Well, this might not have been a good idea. Like,
have I sent her to her death? I don't really know that I haven't. Anyway.
But it, thankfully, you know what?
That wasn't the case and you just had a great ride instead.
No, I'm still here all as well. But the fact that I didn't have all that information and I didn't know what to expect actually made it one of the best sexual experiences I've ever had, probably, because it was so exciting. So like when we started kissing, like we were both being kind of like reserved and not knowing like what to do. And then like I remember like there was one moment where he had his hand like on the back of my head, right? And he moved his hand forward to my neck, kind of on my collarbone.
Yeah.
And you could kind of feel that he wanted to put it on my throat, but he didn't. So like I put my hand on his hand and I brought it up to my throat and it was like just little things like that were so exciting.
Yeah.
And like the first time that he smacked my ass, I was just like, oh no, we're going to be fine. We're going to be absolutely fine here. This is going to be fine. So had great sex with him. Really, really great sex with him. And then I had sex with him another time after that again. same deal. You and I went out. He drove us, dropped you home, we went off and fucked. So that was Ryan. Then there's Mr. Fox. He has given me permission today in writing to use that name.
Oh.
Brave, brave man. Because I messaged him right before we were recording. And I was like, oh, can I use your name? Like his actual name? And he was like, oh, no, just call me Mr. Fox. So Mr. Fox is the guy that we talked about in the last episode that I played with at Swingsters that time that Michelle was playing with the other guy. Went to Swingsters that night. I remember we walked in the door and we were at like the desk where you pay. And we bumped, do you remember this? And we bumped into the woman who runs it, who's an old friend of ours, and we were chatting to her. And he walked past and I nearly broke my fucking neck.
Yeah, I do remember this.
And I was and you yourself and herself were in the middle of a conversation. And I was like, shut up, who was that?
You were like, that one.
I hadn't even said hello to her. I was like, who is he?
Who's that?
He just went up the stairs. Who is he?
Yeah.
So I dibsed him fairly soon. And he's just really, like, he's so sexy. Sexy man. And we played that night. That was really, really fun. I'm not going to go into details because we talked about it in the last episode.
Yeah.
But we actually played again last week.
Oh, yeah.
We have been to Swingsters again since that night, right? And he was there working as a mod. And I was all excited because I thought I was going to play with him. Because he'd said to me, oh, like, I definitely want to play with you again. That was really fun, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But when I asked him, like, did he want to play? He said that he had, like, he basically, like, gave me, like, a medical excuse. He'd had something done to his teeth and he was, like, on painkillers and stuff. And he was like, I'm just not able tonight.
That was a bad week for teeth because I had just had my teeth pulled.
Everybody was getting their teeth pulled. Bizarre behavior. Yeah. If you could all spread it out, please, for future, that would be better for me.
Yeah.
Rather than me having to suffer the inconvenience of all your dental issues in the 1 week, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was kind of worried because I thought that he was just sort of fobbing me off.
Yeah.
Because what I thought was.
Remember that, yeah.
Maybe the first time we played, it was really good and he did really enjoy himself. But since then, like, we chatted a good bit, we texted a good bit. Maybe I'd said something that kind of gave him the ick, which is completely allowed. Like, that you're allowed to change your mind. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, but he might not want to say that to me here because he's such a nice guy. He wouldn't do that in the moment like that when you're out on a night out.
Yeah.
So I was sort of half expecting to get a text from him in a couple of days' time being like, oh, you know, just look, I just think we're better off friends or whatever. But that didn't happen. I got a text from him a couple of days later and he was like, are you okay with me coming up to your house? Do you host in your house? Whatever, like raging that we couldn't play last time. So I was really relieved and he came up last Monday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was really good. Came in and had a cup of tea in the chats and we had a big gossip. He's very involved in the scene. Like, he's involved in events and stuff and knows a lot of the like the people on the scene who kind of run all the events, so we had a nice little gossip, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then went upstairs and he flogged me for a while, which was really fun. But I got quite lightheaded.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
I'm really, really worried that I'm actually full of shit. I'm so concerned, like, that I can't actually take any impact.
But you obviously can. Like, lightheadedness isn't necessarily a direct result of being flogged. It just means you had, like, a rush of endorphins and you got lightheaded. Like, that can happen with any intense kind of play.
Yeah, also, maybe.
Had you eaten in the past, like, 8 hours, knowing...
Oh, my God, almost definitely not.
Definitely not. Like, you don't eat, so...
Because I just come home from work, showered, and that was it, like...
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we had a long night of play, which was really fun. Like, he's just like, you know, there was one point where we were lying in the bed, right? And I was on my back and we were kissing and he was fingering me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when it gets to that point where you're like desperately trying to get away from them because you can't come anymore.
Yes, so sensitive, yeah.
Like, and he's like had me pinned down, and like he's just kind of like smirking, watching me squealing and writhing on the bed. Like, it was hot. It was really hot. I love that kind of like forced orgasm stuff. It's really, really
sexy. Yeah.
And then I gave him a really long blowjob, which was amazing. Very responsive. Very responsive.
Yeah.
yeah, like 10 out of 10. Right. It was great. Lay in the bed, chatted for a while, and then he headed off. And then the only other sexual encounter I had was I had a sneaky shift at Swingster.
That's not the only other sexual encounter they have, really?
I think so.
Oh my god.
Who else have I been riding?
I don't know. I just feel like you might have had like a fab meet here or there. What happened to that guy? Do you remember you were here one weekend and you went for like a coffee with a guy and then
I met up with him. Yeah. I never played with him.
Oh, you never played with him? Okay.
No, because he got COVID straight after that.
Yeah.
And then he kind of disappeared for a while. And then he came back on the scene and I was sick before Christmas with that horrible chest infection. Or not chest infection, remember I got that flu?
Yeah.
And then he kind of disappeared again after that. I don't know what the story is. Like, I'm so done with Fab.
Yeah, it's a cesspit.
Like, it's after awful. The last guy that I met up with and he fucking assaulted me.
Yeah.
I'm just done. I'm completely done. I'm not interested in meeting anybody who I haven't met at an event.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying something when you have a better experience with a random taxi man that whose taxi you happened to get into.
It really
than
is.
A man from a specific sex and
who had verifications.
Like, who has verifications, yeah.
Yeah. No, completely.
But like, not only that situation, which was obviously terrible, but like my...
Oh my god, like, we didn't even talk about that. That was a sexual encounter.
No, but that doesn't count because it's like sexual assault.
Yeah.
I completely. But like, even a lot, but a lot of fab meets are also just bad sex.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot going for fab. Like,
no, but then at the same time, some of the best meets I've had have been from fab over the years. They have. Like, it's not true to say that all men on fab are crap at sex. Because
no, that's not true. Not all of them, but.
But I think for what I'm looking for now,
yeah,
I want somebody who is known. That's important to me. You know what I mean? I want somebody who's known. I have been assaulted twice now. So, sorry, I'll just really briefly. I don't know what... Was it in the summer? I went on a meet with a guy that I met off Fab. Scottish guy. All seemed great. Just went for coffee. Went for a walk on the beach. Down like the side of the beach where I live, there's like this area where it's like there's like a wall on the beach. It's kind of hard to describe. It's very private. So we were up against the wall kissing. Things got out of hand and I basically was forced to give him a blowjob until he came. It was very upsetting. The whole thing was fucking horrible. And the second that I got into my car, he blocked me. So that was the end of that. Not that I would have seen him again, obviously. So there was that encounter. So now we have Ryan, the assault guy.
I don't think you should count assault guy because that's not sex.
No, it's not. But it's still part of... I mean, you can't do a 2022 Wrapped and not include that. That was one of the most significant.
No. Okay, fine.
Begrudgingly. What else? And then there was another night.
The sneak shift. The sneaky shift.
Yeah. So this was interesting, right? So this guy, what would we call him?
I don't know.
Okay. We were in a...
This guy. Will be his name for now until we make up a clever nickname.
We were in a kick group with him years and years ago when we used to go to like private swinging parties and stuff in our friend's house. And why are you making that face?
Because I was yawning without actually yawning.
Oh my god, that was so confusing.
Okay.
I thought you had something weird in your mouth.
Yeah, I did. I had a yawn in my mouth.
Okay. so we were in this group with him, right? And at the time I was in wasn't a relationship, but like I was in a situationship. And that guy was also in the group.
Yes.
I can't call them both that guy. Okay, the guy I was seeing was called Derek, right? And here's...
You could have just said your ex, but fine.
I don't give a fuck, right? So this guy really fancied me in the group, and we were always having like really, really flirty banter and all that kind of stuff. And then Derek joined the group, and your man kept being very flirty with me. And I had a word with him and was like, no, you need to just pull back now because Derek's here and like, it's not cool. And he was like, yeah, no bother. And he just absolutely did the opposite and went fucking harder at it. And himself and Derek went to war with each other. It was so dramatic. And eventually he left. He ended up being kicked out of the group. That was the end. Never heard from him again. Never heard his name. Forgot he existed. Forgot about the whole fucking
Forgot
about the whole incident, right? And then lo and behold, here's me and Michelle, two little chubby girls climbing the stairs at Niv. And this incredibly sexy man goes, Ducky, my arch nemesis, and just keeps walking. And I nearly fell down the fucking stairs. And he's like, who is that man? And oh no, what have I done? Right? Because like it may not come as a surprise to people that like that's a feeling I have often. Where I'm like, oh no, what have I done? Oh no, what did I do? What did I say? Where did I put my foot wrong? How did I embarrass myself this time? Right?
Yeah.
Very common feeling for me. So we were at Niv that night, and it turned out that this guy was your man from the kick group. And he remembered what we looked like. And unfortunately, we just didn't remember what he looked like. Mm. But
to be fair, I think we're quite distinctive.
I fixed my hair because it was in my eye there, but it was perfect timing.
Like fat redhead, fat blonde friends, you know,
couple of wallflowers.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, we got chatting to him later on that night, and we were like, "Who the fuck are you? What the hell?" And he kind of told us the crack, and we were like, "Oh yeah." But the sparks were flying between me and him. Absolutely flying. He's so hot. He is, when you hear the words beautiful black man, I think that is the exact face that you picture.
Yeah, definitely.
Like extremely conventionally beautiful black man. Gorgeous. Right? Really tall, kind of dommy vibes, hot.
I was just about to say he's not that tall.
Oh no, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he is. And he's not 6'4", but he's...
No.
He's definitely 6'1".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he is.
I'll ask him the next time I see him.
Because when I was kissing him up against the door, I give a wee measurement. I like to know...
That's why you kissed him up against... We're skipping ahead. That's why you kissed him up against the door.
I like to measure the angle of my neck to my tits so that I can... My chin to my tits so that I can accurately see roughly how tall are we talking here? Anyway, we're skipping way ahead. So yeah, on the night and Niv, we were chatting and we didn't get talking to him for too long, but I thought it was really clear that like he wanted to fuck me. I was all excited and Michelle was like, yeah, go for it. Like there's definitely sparks flying there. And then a couple months later, we were at Swingsters and he was there.
No, you skipped. You messaged him.
Yeah, I messaged him on FetLife the next day. I was like, well, I messaged him, man. Michelle's like, yeah, message him.
Like, add him as a friend and message him. And then, but the message didn't land.
No. Like, I sent him this message. I was like, hey, it was so nice to see you. And, like, put a face to the name. And sorry again and blah, blah, blah. Like, I hope I see you around. I said, I hope we get to hang out soon. Right? Didn't say I want to see you at events. I said, I hope we get to hang out soon. As in, put your fucking cock in my mouth. Right? Come on. So clear. And he was like, yeah, you too. Definitely see you around. And I was just like, all right. Well, that's a fucking kick in the face if ever I got one.
See you around. You might as well have been like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I hope you die. So then I was devastated because I was like, I've misread this. I've completely misread this. How embarrassing.
Yeah, but you hadn't like.
No, I
gone. He was there, so it was fine.
Yeah. And then a couple months later, we were going to Swingsters, and he messages me on Fet, and he's like, I'm going to give you a ring. What did he even say? He was like, oh, I want to run an idea by you. Or he didn't even say it was about Swingsters. He was like, I want to run an idea by you. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? And again, I had that feeling, what have I done? Oh, no. And he rings
me. It was mysterious and exciting. We were like, ooh.
I'm on the edge of our seats. I was like, shit in my pants. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him ringing me. I just want him fucking me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Anyway, it turns out he was just looking for information to Swingsters. I don't want to say any more than that because I don't want to give away. I was going to say the actual
but
I don't want to give that away. So he was just looking for information about Swingsters. He came to the next Swingsters and I said to Michelle, I was like, right, we're going to test this out now. We're going to see. I want you to tell me, is there chemistry or am I full of shit? Am I just 100% fucking ego? And we got there and he was all smiles and all chat and you were like, yeah, no, there is chemistry, definitely.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to note that he arrived quite late.
Yeah.
And we had been there for quite a while. So it was some time before we ended up chatting to him.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just almost getting ready to leave by the time we had a proper conversation with him. And he had had a few drinks at that stage. And he was like all over you. It was like, it was very clear. And you were like, your little face, you were like a little deer in the headlights. You were like, what's going on? I don't understand. Man, and I was just like laughing. Like,
I just find it so
hilarious the way you go on when you get exactly what you want. You're like so shocked and stunned and confused and scared. And I'm like, but this is what you wanted. Why are you not happy? But you're never happy. You're like alarmed.
He was just so full on. And he was like so touchy-feely and like so flirty. And I just couldn't stop blushing. And I was panicked because I couldn't control the blushing. And like I remember thinking my ears were gonna set fire. Like my ears were so hot. And there was other people, like we were in a group of people and everybody was laughing at me and he's laughing at his ability to make me blush and telling me how cute I am and I'm just trying to die.
But also, what was happening was there was two guys and this guy was like flirting with you and then the other guy was like having a flirt as well, like out of crack and they were like, oh, you know, we'll make a ducky sandwich, whatever, whatever. I was standing in front of you busting my whole laugh and looking at your face. Mr. Fox was standing behind you.
I know, and I was so
whole. You were just
aware that he was standing what to do right with yourself.
You were like, I don't know what to do. Where do I put my face? I don't know.
And like, really, I should have just said, right, all three of you, let's go.
Let's fucking go. Yeah,
there's a room full of fucking beds. Let's fucking go. Because I would happily play with all three of those guys.
But to be fair, we were ready to leave. Like, we were literally on the way out the door. And the party was, and this guy was like, oh, why is leaving? Why is leaving? We're like, because it's over. We all have to go.
You arrived at 11:30. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, Jesus, I'm fucking sweating just thinking about that. That is so. It's so mean because really what happens is. And you've nailed this in the past.
Mm.
Ultimately, it comes down to I have no game in person.
You have no game whatsoever. But also, can I just say you haven't finished the story?
Oh, sorry. So this fucking horror was unfolding, right? Yeah. And I was just sweating and blushing, and everywhere I looked, there was a man either telling me he wanted to fuck me, or who has very recently fucked me, and who I call daddy, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Michelle literally busting her whole laughing at this fucking scene, right?
Yeah.
And I just basically bailed and turned and like ran down the stairs. And your man, the beautiful black man, was like, here, I'll walk you down. And I was like, all right. So we walked down to the stairs. It just gets worse. Oh my God, because there's more embarrassment coming. I forgot about that. I'm taking off my jumper. Oh, God. Okay. So got downstairs and the way the door is in Swingsters is
there's the door, and then when you walk in the door from the outside, there's like a curtain in front of you, right?
Yeah, but it's like a foot in front of the door, like 2 foot in front of the door. So there's like a very small space in between the door and the curtain.
That you can stand in, right?
Yeah.
So we went in there and he pushed me up against the door and proceeded to kiss me in an exceptionally sensual way, right?
Yeah. Like,
stunning kiss. Absolutely incredible. Perfection. 10 out of 10. Guinness Book of World Records. Okay?
Yeah.
And I was just so fucking relieved that the whole thing was over. Mm. Kissing was great, right? Then suddenly our friend who runs the event walks in, right? And walks in behind the curtain and sees us. And she goes, "Oh, yeah. You ducky, what are you doing?" Right? Now, we're at a sex party. I'm sure kissing is allowed.
Kissing is allowed, yeah. Right?
This woman has organized a gangbang for me in the past. So she,
yeah.
She was not like actually disgusting. She knows me so well, she knew that would completely freak me out. And what does little ducky do? I walked straight into the curtain, right? I panicked, jumped away from him and walked straight into the curtain, okay? Walked into the curtain, realized I was in the curtain, turned to get out of the curtain, and proceeded to wrap the curtain around my body. Okay?
You with me?
I'm so annoyed that you didn't see this. Yeah. She's there with him, and the two of them are literally howling. Like, not even trying to fucking conceal their entertainment. The one.
Yeah.
And at this time, people were also trying to leave, because it was the end of the night.
Yeah.
We're right in front of the front door.
The only door.
But I can't see because I'm wrapped in 5 layers of curtain. And those two are just falling around each other laughing. And everybody who's coming, like, there's now a big bottleneck of people trying to leave. And everybody has actually stopped trying to leave. And they're now just watching me and trying to understand what the fuck is happening here.
Who was in the curtain?
Why is Sarah in the curtain? What's going on? And in the curtain, I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. I hate this. I hate it. It's just so bad. It was so bad. Eventually, he rescued me out of the curtain. We had another little kiss and then we left.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it. And then on last Monday, Mr. Fox came up, which I've already discussed.
We have already discussed.
And that was, that was my year.
But now, hopefully more to come with that guy.
Yeah. And in my own defense, I'm really happy with that year because the first half of that year was so hard with the personal life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like once I got over that, things started fucking flowing. No, Michelle, PJ.
PJ. See, I knew there was somebody else.
Somebody else. PJ. So PJ came and played in my new house here. Must be 6 weeks ago at least.
Yeah.
But I'm only here 2.5 months, so it's not that long.
Yeah.
Played with PJ years ago. Had just met him off Fab. He's a really nice guy. There's not a whole lot to say. The play was great, but there's not much of like of a spark outside of the play.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing to write home about, but great play, lots of orgasms, good times had.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like that's the ideal scenario for a fuck buddy. Someone that you can have good sex with, but you're not otherwise interested in.
Yeah, because you're not going to catch feels, yeah.
You're not going to catch feels, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with that is, and you're not in danger of this with PJ because you've only fucked him twice. The problem with that is you get bored of them.
Yeah.
Because I had a fuck buddy like that for ages and I got bored of him and I was like, I don't really want to fuck him anymore.
Yeah. Like one thing that I didn't say about Ryan, the taxi driver, was that I really started to like him a lot.
Yeah.
And we were texting all the time and we have actually a ton in common. Like we're both really into pit bulls and a lot of like big passions that I never have in common with anybody. And like the same sense of humor and send each other fucking memes all the time and all that kind of stuff. And I started to really catch feels. And then it turned out that he had a fucking girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we saw him, myself and Michelle went out. We went to Deviate that night. He picked us up, dropped us home. Me and him went to play. And he told me he had a girlfriend. And I went back to Michelle's apartment and cried over a
Yeah.
And like, I haven't, I don't think.
You were also eating half a leftover kebab.
Yeah. Yeah. Crying into the kebab. So that's the first time I've had feelings for a man in many years, I would say.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the crying wasn't so much about the man as it was about the situation, because you were like, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, I was embarrassed because I had told a few of our friends that I was starting to really like him.
Yeah.
And then that he has a girlfriend, I was like, oh, that's so fucking embarrassing. But it was also, I was really disappointed. I was starting to think that something might actually happen there. And like, even I had discussed that, like, it seemed like it was headed that direction.
Yeah.
And that was sad. So, I don't want to be developing feelings for anybody. I have high hopes for Mr. Fox because I really like him as a person. He's a really sound guy. He's great crack. He's very well known in the scene, very trusted and respected by people. The play is great. And I would love to play with him as regularly as I can, because I don't feel like there's any danger of feelings developing because he's married and in a swinging couple and all that kind of stuff. I get the impression that they really have their shit together. Like, they're very on top of
the jealousy. I get that impression too.
Like, we've had that conversation about like how he and his wife handle like jealousy and that kind of stuff, and they really seem to know what they're at. So I feel quite safe playing with him.
Yeah.
I feel quite like comfortable in his ability to monitor things as well as my own. And yeah, we'll see. Like, this, do you know what? I would consider myself starting to be open to the possibility of a relationship this year. I know.
It's the first time ever since I've known you.
In 6 or 7 years. And I'm actually like, maybe. Yeah. And I'm still not in a rush. I'm so lucky in the sense that I have a kid and I don't want any more.
It's a good job you're not in a rush, because let me tell you, boyfriends are thrown on the ground, unless they're someone else's boyfriend, in which case
they're fucking plentiful. Yeah, loads.
They're plentiful. If you'd like to book someone else's boyfriend, you have infinite options.
I know, so depressing. But yeah, I'm really lucky in the sense that I don't want to have any kids. I don't want to have any more kids, so I'm not in a rush to settle down. So I'm very happy if I don't meet somebody and have a relationship for the next 5 years. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I enjoy being single. I enjoy my single life. I'm quite happy to fuck around casually and have all the slutty sex in the meantime. But I think that I am starting to feel like I could handle a relationship if it was to come my way this year, which is exciting.
Well, look, you know, just when you're ready, you can do like our friend did recently and just, you know, just re-download the dating apps and you'll just have a husband within 2.5 minutes.
No, I won't be. I won't be using any of those apps.
That was so funny. Oh my God. Our friend recently like re-downloaded all the apps.
Like, what would she do? She went.
The funny part was that she was completely perplexed and confused that the men on the apps were weird or shit or ugly. Or
you think she just doesn't listen to a word we say?
Are you listening to us? Like, what did you think was going to happen? Did you just think that we were doing it wrong the whole time?
Yes, I think she did.
I think she did. I think she was like, these bitches are full of shit. If I downloaded one of those apps, I'd have a man in 5 minutes. No, that was not her experience. Anyway, it was all
my favorite. My favorite thing about it is that she signed up to like the premium level of them all.
No, she didn't though. But she didn't, because what really bothers me is that she signed up to. She was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go back on the dating apps. Like, what ones are good?" And I was like, "Okay, well, first of all, none of them are good." So just readjust your expectations there. And then she was like, oh, like, what's Plenty of Fish like these days? And I immediately said, Plenty of Fish is full of fucking weirdos. Immediately I said, Plenty of Fish is full of fucking weirdos. 2 days later, she was like, what's the crack like on Bumble? Like, I have to pay to see who I like. And I was like, no, you don't need to do that. I was like, just swipe on who you like, and if you match, then you can message them. And she was like, oh, but how do I know who to swipe on if I can't see who they like? And I was like, okay, well, that's not how it works, and somebody doesn't have to like you first in order for you to like them back. You can just like you like, first of all. And then she was like, yeah, because I don't want to be paying anymore because I already paid 30 euro on Plenty of Fish. I was like, hang on a minute. I told you it was full of fucking weirdos. And not only did you reactivate your account, but you paid 30 euro to talk on a website that's full of fucking weirdos.
So funny. And then she was messaging some guy and she was like, oh yeah, I'm really into blogging. And he was like, what do you sell? It was too good, man. It was too good. You could not write this shit. Like, it's so funny. It was so funny.
Anyway, look, we gotta wrap it up. I don't know. This was Writing Wrapped 2022.
Yeah, you're giving your year, what did you say, a 4 out of 10? I'm going to give mine a 10.
You're going to give yours a 10 out of 10?
Yeah, because the two previous years, everything in my life was up in fucking flames. Yeah. This was my reintroduction to, like, sex and men and all that stuff. And none of the experiences I had were bad. All of them were great.
Okay. Except for when you got sexually assaulted.
What are you forgetting?
You were the one who insisted on including it.
I know, yeah. Apart from that one, they were all
thank you.
Great. So maybe we'll bring it to a 9.
Bring it to a 9, yeah. For the
not letting him ruin it for me.
No, don't. Exactly. That's what I mean. I think you should exclude him completely.
Yeah.
That's that. My goal for this year, as expressed previously on the Instagram, is aubergine emoji
times infinity.
I just want more dick, specifically in my vagina.
You should get that on a t-shirt, and I think that would really help.
I feel like I need to specify this because I've had too many sexual experiences last year where no dick went into my vagina, and as we know, that's my favorite part.
Michelle, so, I think the problem is you need to stop putting it in your mouth so quickly.
But I'm really good at it.
You just grab it and shove it in your mouth, and then they come, basically. And then they can't put it anywhere else.
That's true. That is very true. So yeah, more sex. Just more sex. I was just thinking there. I was like, God, if I had sex once a month, wouldn't that be amazing? And then I was remembering back to being in a relationship when I would have sex like once a week. And when I was in that relationship, I was like, we're not having enough sex.
Yeah.
But I was having sex once a week. What a joy. What a dream to have sex once a week. Wow.
But that's very different, Michelle, to like, would you like to have a meet with a new man every single week? No, you fucking
wouldn't. Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
not. That's a totally different thing.
Pass.
Yeah.
But I would like to have more sex this year, and that is my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And your goal is to find husband and have lots of sex and babies.
No.
That's what
husbands
you just said, right?
No husbands.
No.
No babies.
No.
My goal is to just keep going to events and having fun.
Yeah.
And if I meet a man at an event that is interesting, I will be willing to explore it, but I'm not looking for it.
Okay.
Fair. That's it.
Okay. That's all.
Tidy hour and a half.
The episode is over. Thanks everyone for listening. If you are a man featured in this podcast and you have any
please
issues,
put your dick in Michelle's vagina.
How you've been portrayed, please don't
cry on.
Cry on. and or put your dick in my mouth.
No, your vagina, dick. Not your mouth.
My vagina, sorry. God, shit, I keep forgetting.